My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, where is Davin's pants? Whose earring is that? And where is Lacey's gift card? Listen and enjoy.
I go, a bunch of us were partying after the show, the comics, the waitresses, and audience. This is the life I wish I led, by the way.
Yeah.
She goes, She goes, you didn't tell me about the show. How did it go? I go, you didn't ask. I'm glad we're moving on to the show and not in search of my pants anymore.
Yeah.
You're
sitting there half naked with one sock. How'd the gig go, really?
That's like a conversation we would have.
Yeah, right.
How'd the gig go? First you would ask how the gig went, and then you would ask me if you could have the booker's email address.
Yeah, booker's email address. What's the rotation like?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I'm talking to Joe.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, the gig was not the most important or interesting part of my night.
When we talk after show, I give a shit less if you're in a tutu. How'd the gig go? How's it pay and who books it, you know?
I go, apparently very well, LOL. She goes, I didn't know. She goes, I didn't know there was one coming up. I go, I am on tour. She goes, where are you now? I go, in this girl's bed. Shit, I hope she isn't married and her husband is due home.
I hope she's not one of the waitresses. The club frowns on that.
Well, you want me to tell her the behind the scenes of comedy?
Yeah, right. You ever know that, Pip? Sometimes in the green room, they give you the rules, and one of them is, don't fuck one of the waitresses' clause.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some oh, my God.
On you screwing the waitstaff, yeah.
And if there's one thing comics can do, it's follow rules.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
So she goes, get out of there now, baby.
She's worried about the husband getting you, and then she won't get her money.
Exactly. I go, that's honey, right. I have no pants. She goes, I don't want you to get hurt. I go, neither do I, LOL. I go, wouldn't be the first time, though. She goes, look for your pants. I go, it's very dark in here. It does smell like lavender, which is nice. That's a nice little detail I threw in.
I like that.
She goes, let me see this girl you're talking about, honey. Maybe she's more prettier than me.
Oh, she getting a little jealous?
Yeah, I go, impossible, baby. Then I say, gorgeous. She goes, thanks, honey. I go, you're welcome. I go, but showing your beauty does not solve the pants problem. This really is a crisis. I'd like to bring Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci will explain
where the pants are.
What?
If I were you, I'd go back to sleep and wait for her to get up and ask where the pants are.
No, well, I'm not doing that.
All right. It's lavender, though.
I go, ouch. She goes, LOL. I go, what do I do then? I go, honey, I don't know, but I just got stuck in the ass by a cubic zirconia earring.
How did you do that?
You do have to admit, though, these are some pretty specific details for a bullshit story.
Yeah.
Yes, they're
great. Are you going to tell us how the earring got there?
Relax. I go, she snores very loudly. She laughs. She goes, found your pants yet? I go, nope. I go, nope, you vanished and I fell asleep. I guess there was like a time lag. She goes, told you, I just have 5% of my data left, so I have to save it until you get me another one, baby. I'll tell you what, this girl is focused. She is focused.
Yeah.
She goes, I didn't vanish. I go, it's okay if you did vanish. She goes, Would you get me the card in the morning when you can find your pants?
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.